Reading from Psalm 117, the whole psalm. Praise the Lord, all you nations, extol him, all you peoples, for great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, February 8th, 2023. It's our Prime Lifetimes in Review, Marianne and Dee.
Hi. Yay. I think that's the first time you've read a whole chapter.
Yeah, that's
right. Is that the shortest chapter in the Bible?
That has to be, and it's only two verses, and yet it's the whole Psalm 117.
Wow. Right. I like that one.
That's a good verse, and it's going to parallel or fit in well with our two readings today. I think you're going to read one about Valentine's Day and the holiday that's upon us pretty soon here. And Dee's going to close out that Christmas season and with put it up, take it down, repeat.
That's the thing they say about washing your hair, you know.
Yeah.
Rinse,
well, unless
wash, rinse, repeat or something.
Yes, something like that.
That's kind of weird, though. I mean, what, are you supposed to keep doing that on and on? Wash, rinse.
Well, that's like that commercial, I think is a hair commercial, too. Then you tell two friends, and they tell two friends, and two friends, and two friends, and so on. It shows like that's a thousand people.
That's where I fall asleep.
I haven't heard that one in a long time.
Yeah,
you're dating yourself.
That's true.
Well, with the Super Bowl coming up, isn't that what everyone watches for the commercials and everything?
Really? Nope.
Some are good and some aren't.
Nope.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Hey, we were talking earlier about seniors and the unique aspect of this paper, how it allows many seniors to fan into flame their gifts that maybe were latent or they hadn't used for a while or never entertained the idea about writing. And then, Dee, you were saying how wonderful you get this opportunity to share. And I was also thinking on Monday night, the Singing Men met. We had a leadership meeting and then our first rehearsal of the new season. In fact, we have two concerts already lined up, one at the St. Joe Church at the end of this month. So we have two more rehearsals, and then we'll be presenting on a special Sunday night evening at the St. Joe Church. And then we're going to be singing in Michigan with four other men's choirs, a patriotic tribute. And so that'll be happening in May. And then we're looking at a bunch of other options. But last night, CJ was sharing about he's been the manager of the Singing Men for these many years. I think it was Jim Gunther for a lot of years. Yeah. And then CJ since, I don't know, 2007 or something. I mean, at least 12 or 15 years, a number of years. And he said, you know, it's probably time for him to begin transitioning some of that leadership to others and raising up somebody else to take on the various tasks of setting up gatherings where we're going to sing and many of the behind-the-scenes work that takes a lot of time and energy and effort. But then he closed by saying, you know, I'll be 85 in, I think, May. And I'm like, 85? And he's still so active and involved.
He doesn't seem like 85.
No, I would have thought maybe in his 70s somewhere.
85 isn't old.
No,
that's right.
Well, somebody said it's the new 65 or something.
You are so known for announcing people's age over the air.
I have, because it so encourages me.
Oh, it does?
Thinking like, I played racquetball last week with an 81-year-old. He was my partner. And I think, wow, that gives me like maybe 20-plus years on the court.
You are getting up there.
And I'm just thinking, it models to me that I can still be very intentional and active and involved. Dee's that way for us. And
Mark's like 82.
Joyce Mankey will be 80 coming up in May. And
she doesn't look like that either.
No.
What does it mean you don't look like that when everybody we know practically doesn't look like that?
Yeah. But it means
But looks
that
have been changing. I think of my grandmother at 65. She looked very old.
Yeah.
I loved her dearly, but at 65, even at 60 and 55, she was old.
Yeah, well, you know,
people don't look like that anymore.
It used to be like Alexander the Great. He died at a regular age of 35?
Yeah.
Why I raise it so many times or so often is because it not only gives me hope, but I don't look at so much how they look. It's just how productive and involved and engaged. Like Max Norman, he looked old, but yet he was so vibrant and passionate into his 90s. He would come out to the radio tower, oh, you got to read this from Chuck Swindoll about God's grace. face. And I just thought, Lord, I want to be like that when I'm in my 80s and my, Lord willing, in my 90s. And so, Dee, to you and to CJ and to Joyce Mankey and those that are aging well and still active, engaged, involved. In fact, the founder of the Prime Lifetimes publication, Dr. Bill Gingold, that was his goal, to keep seniors engaged, involved, active. I mean, that's what we want to also do with this paper, but I just want to exhort those of you maybe in your 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s to not think that God can't use you and your gifts or your past experiences to be intentional on sharing, on being an influencer, because you have things to say or write or paint or draw. You can use your talents.
You can do it.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said aging well, because if you had just said you're aging, that would have been a bit of a slam.
And, you know, some people, for no fault of their own, we're just all who we are, and we have the backgrounds we do. They don't age very well. They have diseases and illness and so forth. And God is still just as present.
Yes,
absolutely.
And can use anybody. I love that saying that I heard a couple months ago, God doesn't waste anything. That's so true.
And Moses at 80 was used of God in maybe the most powerful ways. I mean, 40 years at Pharaoh's court, 40 years in the desert learning some of the disciplines and things he had to learn, and then those last however many years as he led the people toward the promised land were maybe his greatest calling. So don't give up listening, friend. You can be used today, whether you're 12 or 102. God has you around for a reason. And
Amen.
May you realize that today.
That's well said. It's not about age. It's about what you do with today.
And with that, we again state Psalm 117. I'm going to read it all, everyone.
The whole chapter.
The whole chapter. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples. For great is the love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
So, Marianne, as our editor-in-chief of the Prime Lifetimes, the beloved Prime Lifetimes publication, we meet on Wednesdays and talk about this great work that involves many, many different content contributors and proofreaders and editors and people that distribute the publication and the sales team that goes out and gets various ads.
It's a team effort.
It's a team effort, and you have chosen a couple different. You chose to bring in Dee and to also read a story yourself.
All right, so Dee is going to read her article on page A9. Go for it.
All right. Put it up, take it down, repeat. My decoration display for the most recent holiday we celebrated is so prolific in each and every room and hallway that it takes 2 weeks to put up. I hate to take it down right after Christmas, so I don't. But when I do, first, the Santas get packed away, second, the nutcrackers, then the angels, and the peppermint candy canes. The last to come down are all the trees, snowflakes, and snowmen. It seems to take as long to pack away each area's decor as it did to set up the display. Maybe that has something to do with my hesitation to put everything away. I remember one Central Illinois holiday.
Where was that at?
Central Illinois.
Oh, Central Illinois.
Oh, yeah,
Great place to live.
I get a little slam in here in a minute. Just wait.
Of course.
I remember one Central Illinois holiday when I was pushing St. Patrick's Day before starting Christmas teardown. This year, it's February 1st. Now, I must insert here that I did finish before February 1st.
Okay, well, I'm glad to know
that. I finished on January 31st.
Now we know.
Yes. Of course, snowmen could stay up for a few weeks, but not past Valentine's Day.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Outdoors, the two snow boys on a sled coming down a hill with the white lights all around could also stay up because it's winter, which is so short here.
Oh, here we go.
Yes, I did go there. So no hurry. But my son-in-law and grandson come right on time, whenever that is, to take it all down. For them, it comes down much faster than when they assembled it. I guess their speed comes from being younger, just as my rate of speed comes from being older. Some days really older.
Oh.
I admit there's a certain amount of satisfaction in seeing everything tucked neatly away in large plastic tubs, then stacking the tubs in an orderly fashion in the garage to await the next putting up.
Better on the floor than on big racks up at high in the
air,
right?
Yeah, we went there, one article. Yes. Well, I do have high shelves that the grandson and the son-in-law built, but they are the ones that put them up there. I don't try that.
They're much sturdier than maybe the ones in the past.
Yes, yes. I don't try that anymore. I do find that the decor for other holidays, Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, Easter, spring, July 4th, and fall, they all have a tendency to stay up until bumped by the following holiday. Mm-hmm. All that to say, I'm not that good at taking things down. Besides, putting up is more fun, right? Well, maybe.
Hmm.
With all it entails, Christmas decorating really needs to make an entrance the week before Thanksgiving. At my previously mentioned speed, it does take about 2 weeks, and the grandson comes in very handy, and not just outdoors. Set up for the other holidays usually takes only a day, but then they don't cover every nook and cranny that exists. Though a little sparse compared to December, they still see a goodly amount of decorating, and we enjoy them all equally, no matter the length of time or lack thereof needed to assemble them each year. I guess it is my overall goal to fill each aforementioned nook and cranny for every special day. That's why I am such a really good cranny granny.
Oh, jeez. Hey, we might coin a new phrase here, a term here. The cranny granny.
I don't think you want to be called that, do you, dear?
I don't mind.
Okay, there you go. You can have it, Mark.
Put it up, take it down, repeat. Put it up, take it down, repeat. I don't know what happened to me.
He does obey instructions very well.
He does. He does.
What's that, the Psalm of David? I will again say rejoice. Or is that Paul? I will say it again.
Rejoice.
Okay, they're right.
Okay.
Thank you, Dee.
All right. And this is from Lori Borgman.
I love Lori Borgman.
Oh,
do you know
that
she was actually the one who inspired me to start writing?
Oh, my goodness. I did not know that.
I did a lot of writing in my younger years, in my former job. When I was gainfully employed. But reading her columns after I came here to Illinois, I didn't see them in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. But reading them here, it just inspired me. I loved her style.
Oh, I do too.
Mm-hmm.
She's great. All right. Her article is titled, The Scariest Day of the Year. Valentine's Day was the scariest day of the year when I was a kid. That was before the mandatory Valentine edict went into effect. You know, the rule that requires every student to give all the students in the class a Valentine, whether you like them or not.
I remember those days when we just gave them to a few, and it was so hard on the kids that didn't get many.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Liking everybody else was not compulsory years ago. We were free to not like everybody. Consequently, the day of love could be a day of feeling unloved. Hmm. You might get a lot of Valentines, or you might not. Adding to the pressure were the Valentine boxes themselves. Everybody brought a decorated shoebox from home. Well, almost everybody. There were always a few boys who brought unadorned shoeboxes, plopped them on their desks, and shot a glare that said, I dare anyone to put a Valentine in there.
I can give a testimony.
We have a testimony of a witness. I put my all into my shoebox, all the aluminum foil I could find in the kitchen to wrap the box, and all the glue I could find for all the lopsided hearts I cut from red construction paper. I dreamed of creating a box so stunning it would draw a crowd of gushing admirers around my desk. But the crowd was always at someone else's desk. Hmm. Someone who had paper doilies, silver glitter, and pink pipe cleaners. We didn't sign our Valentines. Apparently, it was all we could do to write our classmates' names on the envelopes. It lent mystery to the day. If you had 25 classmates and received only 19 cards, you tried to figure out who might not have given you a Valentine. In those days, I walked to school with a neighbor boy called Big Bruce. He was big up and down and from side to side. Sometimes on our walk to school, a boy from my class, Mike W., would chase me. I carried my lunch money in a small coin purse, which I would entrust to Big Bruce, while I outran Mike W. Sometimes I refused to run and simply hid behind Big Bruce. If I never gave Big Bruce a Valentine, I should have. A big box of candy, too. He was a fine bodyguard. My mother said Mike W. was sweet on me, and I suppose he wasn't the homeliest boy in the class, but still. I thought I'd had a good Valentine's Day at school. I took my box home, dumped it on the floor, and found close to a 90% return from my classmates.
She could have grown into like a mathematician or a bean counter, accountant or something.
I opened the Valentines one after another. Cute puppy dogs wearing red bows. Cupids shooting arrows into hearts. And then I saw it. A signed Valentine from Mike W.
Oh.
How could my arch enemy, my nemesis, give me a signed Valentine? I was sure he didn't like me, and now he had all but proposed. What a mess. Second grade was ruined. I was only 7 years old, and a boy was already messing with my head. I've long since forgiven Mike W. for that signed Valentine, but it was still the worst Valentine's Day ever.
Wow.
Copyright Lori Borgman, used by permission. Lori, newspaper columnist and author of 6 books, is an engaging, entertaining speaker. Her articles appear in more than 400 newspapers. LoriBorgman.com.
And there's a picture of her, and they have a little graphic with a big heart with his eyes huge and his mouth open, and he's kind of sweating it.
Yeah.
His eyebrows are up. Oh, classic. Yeah,
so happy Valentine's Day next week, everybody.
Yeah, next Tuesday. I'm still trying to figure out who to have for Testimony Tuesday on Valentine's Day. On Monday, I'm going to have Bernie Lutchman talk about businessmen in Christ in an upcoming men's retreat that's happening at the end of February. But I was thinking, who should I have for Valentine's Day to talk about love or God's love, or still praying that up and figuring that out. But yeah, that's a great article. Funny.
Yeah,
I think many of us can identify with that story.
I remember those Valentine's, the puppy dogs and the big red bows and the cupids.
And the boxes.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, we have a little time for some listener letters, 3 or 4 minutes. So why don't you start?
Shall I start?
Please.
This is from Linda in Champaign. To Great News Media, thank you, Mark and team, for all you do to encourage, build up, and support the body of Christ and to evangelize the world. Blessings.
Mm. Thanks, Linda. Thanks for your support.
I have a letter from Barb. This is very encouraging, I think, for people in her same situation, too. Since my husband passed away this past year to his heavenly home, our big house seems so empty. All day long, I have WLUJ on my radio so I can go from our back room, through the middle room, and into our front room and not miss any part of a program. Our two vehicles are also tuned to WLUJ. We have listened many, many years, and I will continue to do that. I am thankful for your news from a Christian perspective. What a blessing after watching national news on TV. God bless your whole staff. I feel like they are family, as in our church. Sincerely, Barbara.
Barbara, I'm going to have to give you a call and do a little radio announcement with her because it's such a sweet letter, an encouraging letter, and the fact that she tunes in all the time. I love when people want to grow throughout the day, whether it's in their car when they're traveling or just sitting home or eating. They hear godly teaching or God-honoring music. So thank you, Barb, for those encouraging words. Here's some encouraging words from Judy from Urbana, wishing a very Merry Christmas and a blessed 2023 to all the staff.
Well, that's to everyone.
Thank you, Judy.
Okay. This is from Clarice. Thank you for being a blessing to me. I love the hymns that you play. I also love Unshackled. Please continue to air it.
We will.
Your station helps me out of some rough times. God continues to watch over me, even in the prison here with all the wickedness around me. God preserves me. Please find enclosed an offering. and keep up the encouragement. Sincerely, Clarice.
Yeah, I sent her a real nice handwritten note responding to that and thanking her for encouraging words and to keep hanging in there, recognizing that she can be God's witness to those around her at all times.
Yes.
And thank you that she tunes in so faithfully. She supports WLUJ and also Great News Radio. So we appreciate how she can listen to the two different frequencies there.
That's wonderful. I have a note from Mike.
Hey, Mike.
It's a wonderful work our Lord and Savior Jesus is doing through each of you as you work together to make his salvation known and also help people mature in their faith. Thank you, Mike.
And Dee, we do work together, and you're a part of that because we're all working together on Wednesdays
Amen.
When we do the Prime Life Times and the behind-the-scenes work. I know you promote and encourage many people to read the Prime Life Times or to tune into the station. Appreciate that.
I'm talking about it all the time.
You are. We appreciate this.
That's
this comes
great.
From Cindy from Maroa. I enjoy your program. I listen daily. And then she shares some various prayer requests for her family and for Little Galilee Christian Camp. They're beginning a new year, and so they're going to need volunteers. So she asked for a few specific things. And thank you for your support, Cindy, and being a part of our radio listening family.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is from Sandra in Monticello.
Hey, Sandra.
Thanks for all these years and the wonderful programs.
Amen.
And here's another short one, but absolutely sweet and true. It's from Sarah. Keep up the good work. I enjoy listening on the radio.
And for those of you that maybe are outside the area or can't tune in, maybe getting a clean, clear signal, even though we have 19 frequencies, there are some locations where you can't hear us very well. You can always stream the audio through your media device. Some have like Intuned or Hey Google, where you say, Hey Google, play Great News Radio, or Hey Google, play WLUJ, or Hey Intuned, play WGNN. So there's different ways to get our frequencies through streaming audio or our archive program page at WLUJ.org and GreatNewsRadio.org. So there's a number of different ways you can hear the programming if maybe you can't get reception in your kitchen, but you have one of those media devices, all those different things that you can talk into and they can start playing the
radio.
Why
do you say kitchen?
Because that's usually many times with the stove and the refrigerator and the cabinets, it's
and
a harder place to get reception.
Oh, really?
yep, that's why.
Okay.
And it can be men and women in the kitchen, Marianne.
Oh, I know.
We're not playing the masculine card
This is a conversation and joke that's behind the scenes here.
Yeah, that was our Zoom meeting yesterday. All right. Well, we're going to close out now, but we'll keep broadcasting that God-honoring music and messages that'll hopefully help you on your faith journey. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Dee Chesser with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.